six, the end of it, you know, sew it all square, and then clean it up all over where it'd be good and clean, just like a brush. Then take one end of it, tap it right on the end of the bone, so you knock every bit of that root out of that brush. Then we'd make little hand brushes, coat brushes, hair brushes, and then put more hand on the end of them.
Just use that
for cleaning up? Mm-hmm. Make a table brush, you know, just scrub a table or scrub clothes, anything like that. You can put it in water, water and hay.
Some of the woman working, so forth. You know, she gets up every morning and she's putting everything in place and sweeping around and dusting. You say she's doing what? She's cleaning it up, I hear. What would you call a lot of old, say this bunch of worthless things, like furniture and tools and things that you were fixing to throw away? What would you, that's just a lot of old junk. Did you ever have any place to, special place to keep that? Just a bunch of old junk? Would you ever have any special place to keep, you know, just a bunch of junk like that?
Well, at the back porch out there, I think it's about
That's the most junk pile I ever seen.
Got some old chairs out there and didn't want to throw away. Got some old chairs and didn't want to throw away and got to have somewhere to sit down to cool, so if you didn't have a chair, you'd have to make a bench. What's the difference? They're supposed to keep the old chairs.
Did you
both
have a special day for, you know, doing
the
washing and everything?
Yes, she wants to have special days. We used to wash on Monday when I was a kid. I think she washes about every other day when she got to wash it. She got a washing machine. We had an old scrub board. I take a saw off a decent old tree about 2 feet high, 2 feet and a half long, and set it, kind of set it in the ground a little bit. And take a stick, whittle it down flat, make a panel on one end, and make it about a foot and a half long. About 3 inches wide for about as thick to wash them clothes and get them all, take old belly pants or something, put them on that. After you got them in the water, soak and scrub a while, and take them, lay them on that block and beat them. Beat all that dirt out. They call that a battering block. And a battering stick. We used to take, when we raised rice, we didn't have no mill, you know, we had to get that husk off. We take a cut a block about 3 feet long, and whittle and cut and bore and burn any way you can get it in there. A hole down in it about in that tree, the tree would be, a piece of tree would be about 8 or 10 inches through. And you put a hole in it about as big as a quart can, and about a foot deep down in it. And then we'd take a pole, pretty good size, it would be about 3 or 4 inches at the end, and whittle one end down and make a handle, about as big as a hole handle or something, and leave about 3 inches of that